Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspen Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspen Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspen.com today.
So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today, I'm actually coming from Monaco at the Metropole Hotel. I'm going to hold an interview for Monaco Tribune. So I'm going to put some excerpts on my IG, on my Instagram. Today, I'd like to speak to you about spirituality and why spirituality is so important and a key ingredient on your healing process, or any process that requires for you to be able to change, transform, and also manifest the life that you want. If you believe in something higher than yourself, we call this in the philosophy of yoga, Ishvara Pranidhana. You are able to overcome your obstacles, we call them kleshas, easier because you have trust and certainty. Now within the technology and spirituality of Kabbalah, we call them tikkun, these obstacles, and soul correction. And if you're aware of them, you're able to work with them rather ignoring them or escaping from them, because the cycle will repeat itself again and again and again. I'll give you an example. Someone has breast cancer. You can have the operation, you can have the chemotherapy, you can go through the anti-hormone therapy, but the root cause of your disease will not be eliminated. I know this is not easy to understand. Cancer is really a disease that stems from a root cause of trauma, and energetically speaking, there is a blockage, especially in this heart space for women in breast cancer. I had a tumor in my left breast, which was luckily benign, but it was really a warning for me. It was a red flag where I had to change and embrace transformation. I understood very quickly when and where I received that severe PTSD at that time and space. So for me to heal the breast cancer or the tumor in my breast, I had to go inside of the emotional wound healing. Many people look at longevity at the moment as being the hype and the solution and the quick fix. It is not the quick fix. Hence, I have created a startup called Alina, the Sanctuary Concept. And we weave in exactly all of these healing protocols that will be looking at the root cause of a disease. Now, in this case of breast cancer, we're looking at your past life and what happened in your life that you received a severe trauma in your body, in your energetic, and in your emotional field, and neutralize it. This does not mean we're going to be therapeutically repeating a story again and again. No. I worked with clinical hypnotherapy, alchemy healing, quantum healing techniques that allowed me to go into my past lives, because I understood very soon that the really severe root cause of my tumor at that time and space was something that happened in my ancestral line. I knew that because I'm an alchemy healer, so I have been studying this whole topic of quantum healing techniques and previous lifetimes for many years. But not everyone has had the blessing to be able to undergo through these studies. So many people don't understand what's happening with me. How come my cancer is coming back? How come my disease is coming back? Because the question is, the key question, have you really changed on a root cause level? Have you been able to heal your trauma, the root cause emotional wound healing? Has that taken place to be able for you to change your belief patterns, your soul corrections, your tikkuns, your kleshas, understanding Are you still operating out of the fear of not being good enough, the fear of control, losing control, the fear of seeking approval, or the fear of being abandoned? These are really core soul corrections you can find in the philosophy of yoga, in Buddhism, in Taoism, and in the Kabbalah. So I have been studying all of these technologies for the last 27 years, and I see so many similarities. So what is disease? Disease does not, there is no quick fix with longevity technology, stem cell therapy, and we are going to be healed. No, the healing needs to take place on all multidimensional layers of our being. Spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, and our wisdom body, and looking at the ancestral line. So that's what we are doing at Family Hippocampus, our family office foundation, a nonprofit organization that we actually coach family members, yes, from wealthy families maybe, to understand the next generation, to understand ancestral trauma and how to synchronize yourself. However, I also coach this in the yachting crew because everyone can benefit from understanding who they are truly, embracing to be, and how to take care of oneself. Namaste, namaha.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.